Oh, Billy's here.
Okay, we'll get back to all this nonsense later. But Mr. Billy
Ding
Body,
dong, hello,
the man of the hour, who we were talking about doing these odds, which were fucking fantastic, Billy. Fucking
so good,
fantastic. I can't rave enough about it.
Have you already gone through it? Or are we just
gonna No. I just said that we would when we were here, and I also told people we're actually going to do kind of the wrestling show on this, and kind of cut it and simulcast it over there. And I said something we haven't done in, I can't tell you the last time we did any wrestling. Probably when you were on last, Billy. And we could do two birds with one stone.
I think
and
the last time
me and
you talk wrestling was when Billy was off, I think. Was he sick?
Yeah, maybe? That was when we did. Yeah, and Fausti filled in for me and did that.
Oh, with the COVID, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Billy, I know you probably didn't do this, but I'm going to ask if you did anyway, because I know you. Did you listen to the show that I sent you and told you need to listen to?
What was it? It was one of our guys
that did wrestling review, and I said it was 15 minutes.
You told me it was basketball. Is that what the
one you're talking about? It's basketball. Half of it's basketball, half of it's wrestling, but it's 15 minutes is wrestling.
No, I'm not listening to that yet.
All right, I need you to listen to it because it's fucking really fucking good. And it's 15 minutes, everything. Mm-hmm. I said, I wanted to actually put it at the end of one of the shows that we do for the Dirty Sheets.
It's good because you get the perspective of someone that's younger than us.
Yeah, and he's got clips in there, and it's boom, boom, mm-hmm. boom, and he gets the main shit, and it's done. And I'm like, it was fucking entertaining. It was good. His name's Dijon Mustard. And fucking, he does a show for us every Thursday now. He does the wrestling review and NBA review for the week. I said, this is fucking, it's a great fucking show. We told him the first time, was it 10 minutes long, the whole entire show?
Something like that.
Yeah, and now he did a half hour, because I was like, dude, you can make this a little bit fucking longer. 10 minutes for two different fucking things is...
Yeah, he's still getting his feet wet.
Yeah, so he wants to have his own. He does like YouTube shows from before, so now he's wants to do on this. So I'm like, fuck yeah, you want to give us content? I'm not fucking hurting you. So Billy, go over how you came up with these odds. I didn't read anything. I said how these pictures were fucking phenomenal. I said I don't know how anybody's losing. With some of these pictures, I think Scarlett even fucking went up in points. I think with this.
Send me a link. I want to see that.
It's on the group. I sent it to our group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what's with the static now. Now more breaks, people makes it even fucking static here. Okay. So go ahead, Billy. Tell us how you came up with this.
How I came up with what part of it? How I came up with odds or how I came up with the idea?
I think
what?
The odds.
Just the odds. Odds are easy. Like you can, I mean, you know, whenever the NFL season starts next year, mm-hmm. you can basically, everyone has their own opinions and it just puts your opinions into odds. This is not my order. Like, obviously I'm not giving away who I want to vote for, what my preference is, because that's down to taste.
Sure.
This is me trying to factor in how everybody's going to vote, like general man on the street, how he's going to think, looking at the previous winners as well. And just coming through, with what I think the odds will be. I think, you know, I've even said on there, there's reasoning for every single person and why they are where they are, even if it means disagreeing with you in terms of you're putting a lot of weight into Alexa Bliss's character and saying that guys are not going to go for this and guys are going to be put off. Look, I don't think that like she's going to lose her following because she's been dressing up as the Fiend for a few months, and also. There's going to be some guys that are into that shit where she's talking like a kid and unfortunately and fucking also the cosplay side of things and the fact that she's getting loads and loads of TV time. I don't think, you know, if you're seeing Liv Morgan two times a month or even less, I don't think that's going to make you vote for her. I think familiarity and this kind of thing is helpful to you. That's why I think guys have got a massive hard on for Sasha Banks, because if Sasha Banks walks into a bar with Scarlett, and I've even said it in there where I referred to Charlie Caruso, and you left out Mackenzie, by the way, from NXT, but I'm just saying if Mackenzie or Charlie Caruso walk into a bar and Sasha Banks is in that bar and you don't know any of these girls, you're not going to be that interested in Sasha compared to them. I mean, you'll still go home with her because who wouldn't? But the bottom line is that your eyes are immediately going to go to Charlie Caruso and Mackenzie, but we don't get any character development with them. I mean, we get minor character development with anybody with the current product, but I do think that it does carry weight in terms of you familiarizing yourself with someone on a week-to-week basis. That's why wrestling women's Playboys were outselling everybody else back in the 90s, because they had a massive following and everybody had seen them week after week after week after week. That's why you were probably like masturbating anytime you got caught a glimpse of a titty when you were like 15 years old.
We didn't have U-porn to get to immediately. I was busy hiding in middle school running to the National Geographic.
Even with those like... We were those like bra and panty matches and things that we used to get. It's because it's bra and panties matches with girls that we want to see more of. It's not a case of because
you know
it's Jenna Jameson getting banged, mm-hmm. and then she's coming into WWE for a guest appearance and she's doing a bra and panties match. Who gives a shit? it's that psychological side of things. Like, so that's when I was breaking down the odds. I took all of these things into consideration. I probably haven't got it perfectly right. But I definitely think one of the winners will come out of the seeds. So I do think you had the seeds right.
Okay. Now I'll give the odds of what you went through.
Yeah, I want to come on and explain that as well, because I've used UK odds and you guys use the weird plus system to win how much you need to put down to win $100, or how much you get if you put down $100. So if you give out the odds I've given now, I'll explain how that works.
Okay, perfect. So you have Alexa Bliss, and you say she is the favorite, and you have her at 6-4. Mm-hmm. So explain what 6-4 means, because for the normal person, I would always think 1-1 is more so the favorite, or 2-1, like double your money for one.
Yeah, this is shorter than 2-1, but bigger than 1-1. So +100 in American odds is put down 100 to win 100. So you put down 100, you win 100. That's how they do everything in terms of 100. When you see like minus odds, say for example, it's -120, that means you've got to put 120 on to win 100. So that's why they're going to like minus land. Every NFL handicap line each week is set at -110. So the bookies have the $10 edge on everything. So if whoever you bet on, whatever the line is, you know, you get -110 each week in the NFL on totals and plays. With this one particular play, it's 6-4. So it's not evens and it's not 2-1. It's in the middle. So 6-4 essentially means if you put $4 on, you'll get a $6 profit. So you'll end up with 10 altogether. The way that works for 100 is you're putting 100 down to win 150 profits, so 250 altogether. So in US odds, this would be +250, 1.5-1.
Okay. See, and I thought it was actually backwards. I thought it was bet $6 to win 4. So I was going the opposite way.
That would be 4-6. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think she's that much of a favorite. I don't think it's a wide open field, so you can't have a favorite that's that strong. But I just think that she has the history behind her and the TV time.
Okay. The reigning, defending Miss Lingus from 2020 is Liv Morgan.
Even in the picture he is, she's throwing up an L.
Yeah, she's throwing up an L. She needs an M next to her over there. Yeah. Or maybe she's saying this year she's a loser, Faust.
Could be.
And you have her at 2-1.
Right. There's all explanations within the write-up, but I mean, I can freestyle.
Sure.
Without looking at it, because I still stand by the reasoning. She's similar to Alexa, I think, appearance-wise. The drawback is that she hasn't got the boobs done. Mm-hmm. She is prettier than that. I think everybody would agree that if Liv Morgan had any talent, they would put the rocket, they would strap the rocket to her. But she can't talk, she can't wrestle. She's fairly flat-chested. I think the thing that she's going for is like that face carries her a long way. Plus, obviously, there's that young side of things where she's kind of has your late teenager look, which appeals to people. But I just don't think that she's had the TV time this year. And everything she has done on TV has been pretty flat. Plus, you know, no character development. And she's getting fucked by Bo Dallas.
She's got a hell of a track record with guys. It's Enzo.
She gives you hope. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no shit. Enzo, Tyler Bate. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And what's funny is I think probably Bo Dallas is the better of all the three of those. At least he's got some height to him. I think everybody else, I don't know if they're above. What's Enzo? 5'10", maybe?
They live on a farm together.
Yeah, on a fucking farm. She'll be out of there in fucking bow time. Okay. So next you have a fantastic picture of Mandy Rose reaching for a fucking Captain Crunch or something up here in a cabinet. I think actually nothing's even in that fucking cabinet if you look. And you have Mandy Rose, which the argument with her is, yeah, she's good looking. And like Billy wrote on here, she's a big boobed blonde with a pretty face and a fat ass. That's pretty much a wraps up with her. And you have her at 5-2. She was the prior year's champion, knocking off Alexa Bliss after Bliss won for 2 years in a row.
Yeah, 5-2 is banging between 2-1 and 3-1. So 5-2, you put $2 on, you get $5 profits, so $7 altogether. To do it, to make that bigger, you put $100 on, you make a $250 profit, so $350. Yeah, but it's $50 above 2-1. You get more back. I just think that I don't think she's had a good year. I think that obviously you're looking at her when she's automatically signed. Yeah, she's going to have that 1 year where she's, you know, a couple of years, 1 year, 2 years, where she's running around with Sonya, where she's trying to find her feet. But inevitably, you're looking to push this character, and I think as a heel. They haven't done that. I think she's lost as a babyface. You like to see her being a heel. I think the heels are like more attractive to people. But when she's being a babyface, it's just all been very, very boring. Yeah, she's great to look at and she's out there, you know, doing her thing. But at the end of the day, she hasn't developed as a wrestler. We don't know that much about her. She was in the worst storyline of the year. She has a terrible haircut. And also, like, I don't know if, like, the thunder thighs thing works for me because I think that's become noticeable now at that point. I just think she's very – it's difficult to say. I mean, obviously, some people will just absolutely love her, but I think just the – it's still just all the look. Yeah, if you want to just do this solely based on looks and there's no X factor about it, then by all means vote for her because she has zero X factor going for her. At least Alexa is doing something with her character – And you want to see her every week. Liv Morgan, you can see directions that you can go in. This is just Trish Stratus 2.0, a follow-up from all of that. Trish Stratus with half the talent, and we've seen nothing from her at all. And as I said, I'm not a fan of the haircut or anything. And the performance side of things, the acting and the voice and the promo skills, I just don't think that it's there. And I was just looking a bit more from her this year, but I don't think it's happened. Obviously, now I'm judging this from a wrestling capacity. But if you take into consideration what I said, my theory is that people that resonate with guys in terms of their character, I think it makes you gravitate more towards them. And I think that was the thing where all of a sudden, every man wanted to bang Becky. Like, that was the thing. Everybody, all guys were into Becky. And they've always been kind of into her, but they got really into her when they started pushing her. And it's a weird correlation between that. And like, it's the same thing with Sasha Banks, who we'll talk about next. Nobody was talking about her the way they were talking about her when she was a babyface putting people over.
See, that's the weird thing about the voting, because we don't put any guidelines on it. So it's like, if people are straight voting by looks, that's up to them. If they're putting looks plus I'm into the character and what they're doing, fine. If they're going with how they're dressing differently and giving something different, it's all subject. So it's like, this is an interesting
question. I want to ask you boys, three of us. Is Sasha Banks even in his top 10 if it was just solely down to looks? Because it has to be. The way that she conducts herself and the way that she acts and the character.
I'm thinking it's from the I'm correlating outfit with looks as well. If she was in the same fucking outfit, came out every week doing her same shit, I don't think so.
Right. If she's just coming out in her regular ring gear, but the fact that she comes out wearing different like dresses and different outfits or whatever.
Yeah, she puts on a little show for outfit change.
Angela Lansbury looks style. Like a star, but. It's the same at the same time, like you were saying earlier about if you saw her at a bar, she's not gonna be dolled up like that in a bar with all that extra makeup and
Billy's
shit like
gotten
that.
A picture for with his kid with Sasha Banks, and yeah, that I thought Billy was gonna run up a tree, fucking hiding, because she wasn't she wasn't done up at all.
But I disagree. I think even in the pictures that I've chosen, when you just see a snapshot of Sasha. Mm-hmm. I don't think it quite hits you as much as if you go further down the list. There's images I dug up of Toni Storm, Scarlett, Penelope Ford, all these people that are much lower down in the seedings. Mm-hmm. But Sasha Banks, you know, is going to do better than them because of the year she's had on TV. There's a definitive like correlation, I think, between the booking and the amount of TV time someone gets. Mm-hmm. TV time is so important because if you ain't seen anybody for a year, it doesn't matter who they are. I mean, Mandy Rose is on TV with Dana, but about 3-4 minutes a week having a bad match. I mean, it's got to turn you off.
Yeah, there's got to be a little bit of everything involved, I think. Sasha is at 3-1, by the way, as a one seat as well, because there are 4 number ones in this thing. The other thing, I was like, I go down this picture and I go, I didn't even know who the fuck it was in the picture until I read, and it's Scarlett. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I said, see, now this is the problem. She comes out on TV with this bullshit black fucking outfit fully. Right. And she's got a pretty face.
I don't think I can do say more about her than what I've written. So do you mind just reading it?
The dark horse and guaranteed future winner. Unfortunately, for her hopes, she's currently stuck on NXT with her boyfriend, playing a number one, a one-dimensional goth Sable. However, she really has so much more potential than that. A quick search on YouTube of Scarlett TNA will show you unlimited potential she has. Even though the WWE will never go as far as getting her to give anyone a lap dance, given the tedious PC woman's revolution. However, her looks made her absolute prototype winner, and she will definitely overcome the WWE's inability to utilize her sexuality properly. When she is exposed to a bigger audience on a weekly basis, I think it is too much too soon right now for her being on NXT.
So in a nutshell, she can't win, I don't think, because she's on NXT. But if anybody can with her appearance, she will. Also, the thing that goes for her is, obviously, because I've written it on there, if people do start to look online at Scarlett TNA, you'll see what she's doing on there. She came in and she's this heel character where she
smoke show.
This is the whole thing. Yeah, you've seen it. So the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember when I first signed it, Mike. Sign her already. Wins her contract up.
She won't be hot shamed. And she was doing the complete anti-Divas resolution thing where she was like dancing and stuff. She gave Scott Steiner a lap dance, which is what I was talking about there. So all of that stuff that she was doing the old school WWE late 90s stuff over on TNA. So I think if anybody sees that or is familiar with it, it gives her a shot because they know what she can be. But the thing is, you may just like what she's doing now anyway, because she is, you know, along with Mandy, probably the best looking person on TV. So that just might be enough for you.
And you have her at 4-1. So,
but I do think when she gets to the main roster, I think she can win next year or the year after.
Do you think she can with that same outfits though, that she's doing in NXT, or does she need to, she got a chance. She covers everything. You don't see anything. Yeah. She's Catwoman.
She's wearing she's
with
got
the nails.
Claws.
Yeah. a dark horse here, if you want to call it a dark horse. And no, we're not talking about Sasha. And actually, I think this woman's darker than Sasha is. Charlie Caruso.
I think we say that every year about her.
Yeah, and I think this could be a very good one if you're going to put money on. I'm surprised you picked this tame picture, Billy, because I'm like, we've seen all she does on Instagram is her bikini pictures or whatever the fuck. Those new the new things that women wear. It's like a sports bra, but the bottoms are cut out, so the bottom of the titty hangs out. That's the new thing, I guess, and I'm not mad at it. She's 11-2, and you're thinking the thing that would hurt her mostly is that she is just a backstage announcer.
Yeah, so I mean, I spoke about this earlier. We don't see any like character development from her. I think the mentality would be like, this is a waste of a vote because I think it's your competition, obviously, but I think it's borderline for some people whether she'd even be in it. I think that maybe the audience, and my theory was that the audience don't want to see an announcer win, because obviously they have familiarity with all the girls. The mindset might be that we want this to be a competition where it's between the women that actually wrestle, and maybe the announcers could be exempt from that. I don't know what the history was of Renee.
Renee was in there too. Yeah, she did okay, but I think Charlie may have made Final Four last year.
Well, Charlie's much sexier than Renee.
Yeah,
Renee's your has that girlfriend quality to her. And that's the other thing. Like, it has to come. These different little quirks have to come across. Whereas Renee, the way that she carried herself, she carried herself as a wife, girlfriend, that type of thing. She doesn't carry herself as a band. She doesn't have like the gutter slut crossover like Carmella does, where she can be. We know she's going out with Corey Graves, but we also, to look at her, you think that she would go some in bed. Whereas Charlie, we literally know nothing about her unless you dig deep on Instagram or you try and find out like you have about bisexuality and all this kind of stuff. You really just know nothing about her at all. She's just there. She's just a talking head who does a job. So with that, it makes it difficult. If people are going to dig deep and then you can combine whatever you found out about her along with the, along with obviously the looks, which are undisputed, then yeah, that would be someone that would be worth voting for. That's why I put her down as a dark horse, because it's impossible to predict how people are going to react with an announcer.
Next on the list, you have Carmella, and she might have came in at the right time because of the whole, she's changing outfits, she's got a new look, she has a new everything, she has new titties. And your downfall on her is, I'll try to find the quote, actually. There it is. There's the quote. The horsey face.
Yeah. So I draw comparisons here with her and Sasha, because both actually have the horsey face issues, because they're not as pretty as the other girls here on the list. But the way that they carry themselves, I think, adds a lot of weight to it. They just had that feud against each other where, it was fun to watch them on SmackDown because of the way that they carried themselves. Like, they both have a lot of sex appeal. I think Carmella has the best body in the WWE, but I think for timing for this competition, I would have probably had her a couple of notches higher. I would have had her above Scarlett because of the TV time she had, and because Scarlett is in NXT. But that TV time has completely dropped off. We've seen Reginald now go off in a different direction. Carmella lost to Sasha Banks, and she's never on TV. So by the time Rob actually sends out the voting ballots, it's going to be a case of you forgetting how good Carmella was at doing this. And she does overcome that clear issue with the face, which is not as good as the other girls on him. She's not as pretty as Mandy, Liv, Alexa, Toni Storm, Scarlett. She isn't. But she overcomes it by doing what Sasha does. It's the same thing, but I think to a lesser extent, because Sasha's year has been far bigger than Carmella's.
So Carmella was 7-1. After that, we have Lana, who is 8-1. And this might be probably the best picture of all the people. And I laugh because Lana used to be that pretty face, I always thought. And now in that picture, the worst part about the picture is her face. That is a great fucking picture.
The worst
picture
part of her used to be her personality.
Yeah, that far.
I'm going to read directly what I wrote here. Okay. So again, I can't really expand on it. And Cav butchered last time he read something out. So.
Go ahead.
And Cav struggles reading out someone else's writing.
I can't handle fucking reading someone else's stuff. Not unless I'm
maybe
like...
if you did it really in his friend. Accent, then it would have been okay.
I write questions for him, but podcasting, I probably fucking hate
it. Oh, I can't stand it. I'm like... And the thing is, right before... It's maybe 10 minutes before Podcast On Paul starts, he goes, here's the questions. I go, motherfucker.
Give me time to put them in my
no
own words.
No shit, man. No shit.
I don't talk like this.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
All right. So Lana, I mean, you guys can just add to this. I think I say everything here. How can you look like, oh shit, I've actually made a miss sentence here. Maybe that's why, because maybe my writing's not right. How can you look how she does and have virtually no chance of winning? Because she's that annoying. The absolute epitome of vapid cunt. I start out cunt here for my Patreon because I've got it available to everybody. I don't want one of those overrated patrons using an ID, so I couldn't actually write a word. Everything she does is unbearable. Many could throw the same accusation at the Bellas, but there is a huge difference. The Bellas were what they were. They wanted to use wrestling as a stepping stone for other things, and intelligently and shrewdly pioneered the era of growing social media for profit. So you kind of forgive them for that. Lana is just an idiot, and there is nothing subtle about her desperate and attention-seeking approach to anything. She's deluded about both her outreach and her talent, and she even has go-away heat as a babyface. She may look how she looks, but the fact more people don't want to see her on TV than do pretty much sums up her chances. I could be wrong. That's why I...
No, I think you're 100% right. Don't forget her horrible
ring gear.
It is. It's the worst fucking ring for a woman who's always half naked like this online.
Right, and she covers everything up. Oh, why is she wearing kick pads?
Fuck off. Fuck. She is annoying. We're so annoying. We're moving past her now. Now Penelope Ford. Now this is a hell of a fucking picture too. I didn't know who the fuck this was either because I'm like, oh, no sunglasses. I can tell who the fuck she is. Yeah. She's 10-1, and without even having to read what you were gonna write, I knew why. It's because she's on AEW.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Scarlet Syndrome, like the same thing where there's not enough familiarity with her. But like I said, it's difficult with this because when you put out, I mean, if this is going to be widely read by people, then the pictures may make you go and do more research and then you may change how you vote because this could start evolving into a competition where it's solely based on who is the best looking. And like I said earlier, like Carmella and Sasha are going to drop below someone like this. If you're doing it solely on looks, I don't know exactly how you do it, how you would figure it, but I figure you're looking at Scarlett, Mandy, Penelope, all up there. But yeah, I don't think that's how it's going to play out. I just think that people look, just she's just somebody on AEW. So that's no more different to going on to Pornhub and jacking off to any blonde porn star that you see on page one. It's just no different at all. I mean, yes, anybody can go and do that. But even when we watch porn has evolved where we like a story. We like the backroom castings. We like, what was that one that got banned?
The massage one that you sent me was the best one.
Yeah, that was really good. But there was one that got banned. It was called Girls Do Porn. And the storyline is that those guys were actually, there was some real trafficking going on there or some real pushing people in. If you Google girls do porn, there's a whole court case about it, but they bang the most beautiful women and you only saw these girls doing like one scene with them. So there was something fishy about it because these girls that work with them weren't ended up in the porn industry. But the fact is that kind of porn, that market has grown massively where it's like a fake casting, fake taxi, fake anything where the story is this girl got tricked into doing the porn scene, right?
So great.
It's not a case where I kind of feel that it's moved past the pizza boy knocks on the door and the girl hasn't got
much. Yeah.
I think that's where, like, I think Penelope and you're looking at Penelope and Scarlett, they're in a position of, hey, my name's Penelope Ford, and I'm going to be doing a scene for you today. You know that? Who cares? Like that? I mean, everybody knows that scene, but that's not the scene I think we're looking for anymore. We'll watch it, but the girl is beautiful, but it doesn't really stand out as much as that scene where the girl got tricked and picked up off the side of the road and banged in the bus. So that, I think that's the difference.
It's still
real to me, damn it.
So Toni Storm's last on the list here. You did 10 of them and she is 12-1. Boy, are you in my camp about when she stops wrestling or has a kid, she is going to be enormous.
I had that theory. Yeah.
Oh, her ass and thighs are, and you know, she's like working out now and in shape. She's one of those where if she has one fucking donut, she's going to have a problem.
Well, she came back bigger, like from
where, she was a little thinner before.
Yeah, she's come back bigger from whatever she had anyway, because she didn't have the weight around her stomach and everything that she has now. But it's weird with her. It doesn't bother me. It's different to Mandy. Like when Mandy is changing from what she was, I feel that Mandy was right as she was. Mandy's problem isn't her appearance or anything like that. It's her speaking. It's her performance. It's her wrestling. It's her acting.
The acting is,
I mean, even this week on Raw, she had that one line backstage. I can't remember what it was, but it was very like, do you remember what it was?
With Mandy?
Yeah.
It wasn't this week, was it?
It was this week where she was with Dana and Naomi.
Oh, God. I probably wasn't paying attention at that point.
No. Was that when R-Truth back came up?
Yeah. Was she like, girl, I don't think so, or something?
It's always that girl bye bullshit.
Yeah, so that doesn't work for me. Toni Storm has got an identity. Like Becky Lynch, she's going to gain a massive following. I don't know how this is going to go, but I put her in the same box as Paige and Becky Lynch in terms of, like, she's going to have that X factor. She's going to have some people that look at her and go, oh, that fat ass and everything don't work for me. But then she's going to have some people that absolutely are in love with her and will vote for her blindly. I mean, she's got a great face. Everything below that is up for debate, and it's going to be very, very 50-50. But that 50-50 is those guys that are 50-50, the ones that love her, that's going to grow when the exposure to her grows as well. So at the moment, she's like hidden away. I think she's going to be a player when she comes up.
With Toni Storm, it's a matter of how many blacks and Mexicans we have voting in this. On if she moves far or not, because.
But you said, yeah, we spoke about her before. I mean, even when she was in the Mae Young, way back, you said to her, you said to me, oh, you have to see this girl, because have you seen this girl that's going to be in it?
Yeah, I think she's extremely cute. I mean, she got a great face. Her ass wasn't as enormous as it is now.
It's the thighs. It's the thighs.
It is. She, you know, she make a fire when she walks to the ring with the amount of fucking, you know, with the netting fucking on her legs and start fucking.
You smoking. Go down on her and she puts a leg lock on you. You're fucked.
I mean,
do you agree there's some Paige Becky elements there where she may just start getting a huge following where people just absolutely love her?
Only from the rocker stuff. Like people like that fucking rocker chick.
Paige should have never won this competition. Like if you based on the appearances.
Sorry about that.
Especially when she won it. I know what happened.
I screamed about it on Russo.
for Fauci to have the final say, she needed to have the votes in the first place.
Well, yeah, right. It came down to, you know, last three votes or whatever. That was what did it.
And that's when we only had about like 16 people voting, so that's why it made it.
And that's when characters like can come through. I don't know what the appeal was about her, whether it was just a case of, I mean,
he's into that fucking funky bullshit. Fucking, he likes that fucking a chick who wear a Doc Martin. In other words, he like guys.
I like a fishnet, so that's why Toni Storm got along the way too.
He does, but then also the audience had to anyway to get her into this play. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. You don't know how people are gonna. And this again proves the point that character development and seeing and having a relationship as such with people on screen does affect things. That's why it gives a better chance to the likes of Sasha, and why in the future you may see like a Toni Storm following on from a Paige and being like a Becky. How's Becky notoriously done in this?
I don't think she's done that great. Maybe last year because she was popular, but it was.
What's her draws been like? Because who you face is always important. In terms of how
I mean, we'd have to, Faust, unless you have Sam the Bookie stuff.
I'm going to try to go back.
Yeah, because we got a guy who fucking did charts like you wouldn't believe. He has every stat known to man for.
I don't think I'd get to last year's voting.
Yeah, did he do last year's or we just have everything before
He sends it before the voting, so I wouldn't have the 2020 voting. I'd have the previous year's.
Well, while you look it up, I want to play a clip from the Russo show that is going to air on Monday, actually, because in the beginning of the show, I ask him who he would have in his final four, not telling him who was in it or anything like that, because this was recorded a couple of weeks back before we actually had the list. So here is what he said. I could stop and start it, so if you have something to say, let me know.
Otherwise, she could win.
She could now with her new gimmicks, but I wanted to get Vince's opinion because Billy is going to do the odds on all these women for winning. I wanted to get Vince's opinion on Final Four. Who are the top four hottest women in professional wrestling?
God, I gotta tell you, bro, like with a lot of women that I worked with, bro, like it was always like just so obvious to me, like a no-brainer. I mean, bro, when you're working with like Sables and Tori Wilson's and Kimberly's, like, and Velvet Skies, like it was like you knew immediately. Bro, I swear to you, I mean, Mickey James would not be considered on the roster, right?
No, she is there. She's okay. There. She's around. Yeah. So, but would she make the, well, we start with about 16. 16 make it, and then it's the voting starts. So wow. It's not like every girl is in there, because guess what? Nia Jax isn't making it. Shayna Baszler is not making it. I don't think Bailey's making it. It's top of the tier. It's AEW's involved too. AEW gets less, obviously, eyes. So they have a harder time. Like Penelope should be one of the top people, but she's not as known because she's not on the biggest stage.
Well, I'm going to tell you, bro, then, because there are, I'm going to go in this order. I'll go from 4 to 1.
Yes, I prefer that.
Bro, who's the other attractive girl that I like at AEW? Who's the other one I like? Give me the girls at AEW.
Billy would know them better than me.
Billy?
I only think the only attractive one on there is Penelope, and then is Brandy.
No. Jade something?
Anna Jay.
Oh. Anna Jay. Okay. All right. Here's the order I'm going to go four to the top. I'm going to go Anna Jay. I'm going to go Penelope Ford. I'm going to go Mickey James. And, bro, I swear to God, the only woman in wrestling right now that, like, when I see on my TV.
Who is it, guys? Me and Billy know. Mm. Who would you say? I can't believe you put Mickey James number two.
I was going to say.
Because he's Mickey an older James. Man. That's why. He, like, right, a little older. Right. So who's number one?
Ned, no.
Charlotte.
I was going to say, who else is still around that he worked with? That's probably why.
No, it's not.
He says Alexa. I'm going to say Alexa.
Okay, and what do you say, Bill?
I'll say Charlie. I don't know.
Here you go.
I always say wow. Like, really, the only one now is, for me, it's Charlie Caruso.
Hey, you win. Hey. There you go. And here's another grand prize. In the clip that we just heard, all of you get to vote. How many times did he say, bro?
All right, now in just that clip.
In that clip that we heard. I wrote it down.
8.
Not 9.
Billy?
No, it'd be more. 14.
7. 7 times. We're going to actually do the wrestling show right now. And
Real quick follow up. I don't know where Becky finished last year, but the two previous years, she didn't make it out of the. 2016, she didn't make it past the first round. 2017, not past the first round. And then 18 and 19, she wasn't even in it.
Jesus. Nobody cared.
Last year
she would be in it.
Last year she was. I don't have the voting in front of me.
We don't have that list in front of me.
I think she got to at least the second round. I could have swore she got there.
Yeah, it was finally time she moved a little bit because she was popular. Right. But then that shows you people, like you said, Billy, you got more TV and you're doing more shit. You move, and God knows she didn't change her gimmick more than becoming a man, for God's sake. And now she got more votes.
That's a man.
She was manly.
Billy, are you upset that Charlotte's not in it this year?
I was waiting for to hear about if he was upset by that.
No, I don't think that she belongs in it when you look at the rest of the people there. I've never said that she was top of the line. I just don't think
she's better looking than people give her credit for.
I think she's better looking than Cab says she is, and I know that he would bang her. Like, so
I don't deny that for fun for a story
on Straight Up Steve Austin the other
I watched that too.
She's had so much work done, like all over. Like her face, you see it now compared to 5 years ago.
Those choppers or something else.
Those choppers. I mean, I don't blame her. She got the mole removed from her chin. But then, like, there's something else. Nose jobs. I'm sure a lot of them got their nose jobs.
Yeah, I don't think it's made that much difference. Like, I don't think she was that bad. I think in 2015, 2016, she wasn't that bad. She obviously got the boobs done, which was good. But I don't think the rest of the stuff she's had done is making any difference. I said to Cav a few months ago where she when she returned, like, the camera was catching her in certain lights, and it was looking really bad. Like, you can see, you can see it more cool.
I told she needed to watch out. A house was going to land on her. That's what I thought.
I think she has some psychological issues.
I wouldn't doubt it. And now with her boyfriend asking for a release or whatever the fuck he... I laughed. Did you see her ring, Faust? Yeah, that is a trash fucking ring that she's got for... this is a melted piece of fucking gold. It's terrible. Fucking awful. I'm like, well, I guess he can't afford... Hey, Billy, are you anywhere close that you could show the boys what you've been texting the rest of us on the thing, the video game area? Or are you not in the same room?
Yeah, it's behind us.
There you go. Watch this, guys. Look what he has.
Oh, shit.
WrestleFest with a woman who came in and painted a picture of the Ultimate Warrior on the wall.
Oh, wow.
And he hung the belt next to the Warrior, so it looks like he's reaching out to grab the belt. There you go.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but he got WrestleFest, man. And like he bought a new flat, Faust. And so this is, I said, that's fucking great. I've always wanted that damn game. That's pretty good.
You got the stool there and everything. Yeah. Just need a cup holder.
Yeah, right? You need a cup holder for that. And do you have where you could show him what else you had painted on the wall that he's sitting on something?
I was walking around. And the place is still being done up. Like, it's not fully decorated.
There was only one problem I had with this other painting, Faust. And you tell me if you agreed with it. There you go.
Oh, it's Jacko.
There you go. Now, what's he sitting on? I don't know if you can see because of the light, though. They're cases of...
I can't tell if they're cases.
Yeah, it's hard to see in the dark. It
looks like drawers. Yeah.
It's cases. It's old school, like, locker cases of Coke.
Oh, okay.
And I said...
I was going to say Duff beer.
Yeah, there you go. And I said... Well, it should be Pepsi since he burned his fucking head off with Pepsi.
Yeah.
But for height purposes, that's what we have.
Yeah, here's the thing, right? So here's why it's not. So you're in shot there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a Pepsi other one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pepsi goes on the line.
Yeah. Just missing. Yeah, and I guess you wouldn't want anything underneath it, I guess, right? To lift it up more.
I mean, I could sit the crate down. You could be sitting on a crate.
That's, yeah, that works.
It just doesn't look comfortable.
He's dead. He won't feel it. But that doesn't look bad, actually, right? Like that, too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, see, when you own a house, then you could fuck with the walls and anything you want to do.
There's other guys out there. There's like footballers.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Even you know this footballer.
Yeah, this guy.
Did
he just die? That's the one who just died?
Maradona?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, it's, Greg's a soccer guy.
Greg would know.
Yeah. Greg plays.
The hand of God.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the wrestling show. Simulcasting over here.
Oh, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he's way into this Cobra Kai.
No mercy.
It's a good show.
Well, this is my kid's room, Cavs. I don't have this in my room.
Yeah. I was giving him shit when he showed it to me. I go, fuck. I go, I thought you were going to do something different. I go, you're way into that shit.
Yeah, that's Miguel, right?
Yeah, that's Miguel. Yeah. So, yeah, I was having it. This is how little respect he has for me. I said to him, I was talking to him about having some sports people up for my show because I said, oh, I'm going to get some sports guys up. And he goes, oh, okay. So I sent him the picture. He goes, shit, that's what you decided on. You weren't.
Well, I mean, he tells me this, and then I see this, and he, of course, yells at me. No, you fucking moron. I go, Jesus Christ, I asked a fucking question. But it's so, I'm like, yeah, he was just telling me he was going to get sports people on the wall, and then he sent this. So I'm like, fuck, that's what you fucking decided, all right? Like, okay, I'd rather have Ralph Macchio, but that's your fucking choice.
That's exactly the thing. I thought at least I would have, like, Johnny and Ralph. Yeah, I wouldn't have like the new kid.
So the old school. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, some of those kids can't even fucking fight, man. It's terrible. especially the girl, what's her name, Sam or something like that? The Machio's daughter. She's terrible at as a karate expert.
I got to start watching
that. I like the other girl. I can't think of her name. The bully. I haven't watched the show in a while.
Tori.
When I was watching the show, I had to look her up to make sure she was of age.
Oh, listen to you. Well, now you can beat off. You're okay.
I wanted to make sure she wasn't 16.
I think, well, I forget how the world Peyton.
Were you spanking it?
Peyton something. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's surprising. You didn't give odds on Peyton Royce, by the way.
Yeah, I just don't think she'd be in that 10. Like, it's hard to say that she'd do better than Penelope or Tony Storm.
Yeah, people like her face. Talk about having work done. Woo! She's another person when you look at the. I laugh because these are the people who have kids. And they go, wait, a kid's not pretty when it comes out. I go, well, you're not for real. You're actually ugly. It's the doctor who fucking did this. What the fuck do you expect?
It'll be interesting to see. Like, she's another one. Like, I think once the TV time goes up and she has, like, an actual character going, if that ever happens.
Yeah.
You'd see her, like, you know, getting more votes. But, I mean, that's the thing. She didn't want to do the Flair thing. And then Lacey ended up doing it. And then she ends up getting pregnant.
You imagine? Jesus Christ, she turns that down and could have fucking done something. So stupid. All right, well, let's get into SmackDown. And this is how we do the show. We're going to roll through and pretty much hit on bigger things, I think, since we're doing it this way.
I had no idea we were doing this. So I thought we were doing this after the show.
Do you want to do this? We can, and then we could just simulcast it over there.
We can do this now, and then I can go to straight to bed.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, hell, if you want to, we could hit just a couple things that happened on SmackDown and save the most for fucking crap Raw, because that's where to fucking really go. You say
I didn't think that. I said to put the Lingus segment in because I don't think this show, this week's,
it's terrible. Shows,
this week's stuff can go an hour unless you want to just. You know, make a case out of how blatantly they are booking WrestleMania week to week.
That's what we can do because, I mean, like you were saying, you are hearing that as of right now, because God knows they are changing every fucking week what the hell's going on. So are we going to get Brian, Edge, and Roman as the fucking main event, the three-way?
Okay, so at the moment, they have three triple threat matches, and they don't want three triple threat matches on the show. So what they're doing is they're just booking towards three triple threats, leaving it wide open, and they will cancel one on Sunday.
Wow.
They will not cancel them, but they will make a decision on the one-on-one match on Sunday. So you even saw, and remember, how long before did I tell you this about this triple threat story?
Oh, yeah, it was a while.
It was before Sheamus attacked Bobby Lashley, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it wasn't just this Monday after that. No, because Billy, as he will always tell you, I should scroll to it. Because Faust, no matter what, if Billy tells you something and it happens, what does that text usually come through from Billy afterwards say?
I told you.
Yes. It's exactly, the phone will go off, I look at it, and it just says, told you. So yeah, everything's going according to plan, in which he has said before, where this was the storyline that was supposed to go into Mania with Brian and Roman, and they've just changed it to the month before instead of made it at Mania, which is fucking fantastic. Another thing that happens on this fucking SmackDown, which is, I don't even know why I would say it's mind-boggling, but Otis is teaming up with Ziggler.
Well, let me get out of this room. I'm holding the laptop. You can keep talking.
So Otis teaming up with Ziggler, like, they don't hate each other in this storyline.
You know what's funny? I must be like a WWE writer because I didn't even think about it.
You didn't even think about that. No
it
shit.
It didn't even cross my mind.
A lot of the times nothing does until craziness like that. And I go, well, how in the fuck are they friends now? And I mean, as we know, they just abandon storylines anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Run for the fucking hill. What do you think? Can Molly Holly still get it? I think so. I think she looked good to me.
Why not?
Why is she always rocking that short hair? She's had that since WrestleMania 10.
You don't like that little pixie look after she got her head shaved?
I went to like a wrestling convention thing. Fucking, I don't know, what was that, 5 years ago or something? And she was there. And I saw her pretty close up. But I remember thinking, like, well, she looks pretty good
in person. She's pretty. Yeah, minus she's like a normal pretty chick. didn't we have a story about our APW guys like getting drunk in front of her and trying to pick her up and everything? She was like disgusted by him. It was that Dylan Drake, I believe.
Oh, really?
Or, was that his name, Dylan Drake?
No, no.
Dylan something. The Golden Boy. What the fuck is his
Drake
name?
Drake something.
That's Dylan.
Is it Dylan Drake?
Fuck, I think so. Fucking Golden Boy at APW. Fucking, he was trying to fuck, apparently, and all hell broke loose. Now we have Natty looked like she got a pair of new titties for some reason.
Yeah, I picked up on her a few weeks ago.
You're right, Dylan Drake, sorry.
There you go. Yeah, with Natty's with this outfit, and I go, look at this. They're trying to make them a fucking team or something because now, what's her name? Tamina actually has pink. Yeah, but meanwhile, Tamina has pink on her outfit, right?
Yeah, Tamina's actually showing her arms. Usually she's got the like faux leather jacket on and shit.
Yeah, Natty got those big Dana tits. Now, Billy hates the whole Big E thing. He hates the fact that he runs around and is goofy. He comes
and then
out.
He is serious?
I was like, okay, he's going to come out pissed off. He comes out fucking jokey after he got killed by a pop. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me that he comes out with the crutches and bandages and then takes it off and he's lively again. And then he gets back to what he should be doing is being angry. And intense.
He
and
should
I
have
said,
wore
whoa.
All that shit and got in the ring and then still been pissed off and did his promo while taking all that shit off or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can at least see it if you had to do it, because I would prefer it none at all. But if he had to do it, he could scream and yank it off and say, I ain't fucking hurt. You ain't done shit to me. You know, all that stuff. But Billy, you think they're going to give this belt to Apollo?
Just to touch on that point, I thought it would have been better if he came out and called out Apollo Crews to surrender the belt to him, and said, and then started taking all that shit off.
Oh,
you know, like
there you
like you know, come out. The doctor said this. Like, come out and you know, I'm coming. I want you to come out and take the title, and then beat him up. Yeah, when he comes out, that's how you do it. But like, Bruce,
and have a real bandage on, though, not like all the 50 bandages. Make it look realistic, more of a Mark Henry.
It's just the New Day stuff. Like, they think that they're really smart and they've got these great ideas or whatever, but I've not really been too into anything they've done. Yeah, like Woods can, you know, do like revolutionary stuff on fucking recording his, you know, shit YouTube stuff that I'm not interested in. But yeah, I mean, he doesn't seem to have any revolutionary ideas for wrestling. Like all of the new, I couldn't believe when we'll talk about it when we get to Raw actually.
So there's at the end of this, they have this contract signing and we're going to have a special enforcer and it's got to be either Edge or Uso who have to face each other this week. So I assume that Edge is winning this and fucking this matchup by accident for Brian. And this is what causes this whole three thing.
Yeah, if they go with that one, then they will. I mean, there's still a situation, a scenario where they could go with all these triple threat matches because it's not a full-blown Mania. Although I heard today that they took the tickets down because UFC announced a full capacity attendance indoors.
Oh, that's why they fucking took it down, because then they could possibly do more seats.
Yeah, they could possibly do more seats. And they're still going to release 45,000. But in a different configuration, because at the moment the 45,000 spaces everybody out, and there's a whole part of the arena that they've used for staging and everything, and they'll cut into their staging, so they'll still have to maintain some social distancing. But the UFC event doesn't have any social distancing, so and it's on April the 21st. So
Okay, going into Raw.
Of course.
Going into Raw, we have CeeLo Lashley with those fucking glasses walking into the room. He's got a hard time speaking. What was going on with Lashley? Like, he could not get what he was trying to say out. And didn't he say he'll beat Drew at Mania? But we don't know that match is happening at this point yet, no? Or am I fucking out of my mind?
You are out of your mind. I don't understand how you've missed that.
But didn't Drew challenged him, but
You're just now not concentrating on Raw from the very beginning of the show. So, because it was the first graphic that came up when the show started. It was like when Lashley came to the ring, there was a huge graphic that went, and when it's now official, Drew McIntyre is facing Lashley.
And then, yes, then I am out of my fucking mind, and I don't even fucking see. Because I was like,
you
okay.
You missed the lazy booking.
I did. I go, because I know the other week we had Drew ask him and say, come on, I want to challenge you. But then I was like, what the fuck happened here? Because then when later people are coming out doing shit, and I'm like, now it's official? I was well behind then and there.
It's funny because this is not actually as lazy as you think. The idea here, the original idea that I was told at the start was the lazy idea they were going to have was just to have Lashley destroy Sheamus and Drew on Sunday and set up a triple threat match. Mm-hmm. Now, that wouldn't really make any sense because Sheamus doesn't really have, just because he goes to a non-contest with Drew doesn't really give him any clout for a title match. So the idea here is to, instead of having Sheamus and Drew be for the number one contendership, like it originally was, and there was even a graphic out, they got rid of that idea. They're now putting Drew in 100%. What this does is that by saying Drew is already in 100%, when Sheamus beats him, if Sheamus beats him, it allows Sheamus to say, I beat you, I should be added to the match. Mm. Whereas if it was a number one contender match, yeah, you have to take the lazy way out of Lashley beating them both up. Now you can have Lashley just beat up Drew. And have Sheamus beat him and have Sheamus just say, I win. Plus, Sheamus needs a win to get into that match if they do it. But like I said, at the moment, they don't want to have two triple threat matches. They've just got them booked. When I'm talking about three triple threat matches, by the way, which I referenced earlier, Cav already knew what I was talking about. But to clarify for other people, it's Oscar against Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. There's no way that will remain a three-way because that hasn't even started being built up. And it's just really easy just to go to Oscar Charlotte, which I don't think that three-way will happen.
Yeah, I'm like, Ripley, all of a sudden she walks in and she's in this fucking title match, right? Miz and Morrison show up and interrupt. Miz, of course, wants another shot at this title of fucking again at Mania. And, oh, you know, how bad is this? This, I don't know what the fuck. I might be having some Shane McMahon senile trips or something because when Miz and Morrison start yelling all the people that have fought at Mania and they go Hogan and Andre, like the each pair, and they go Shawn and Brett.
Michaels. They says Brett Michaels.
Did they say Brett Michaels?
Yes.
Oh, that's great because Billy said that the other week. Obviously, they like, listen. Well, when they said Shawn and Brett, I fucking start writing it down. I go, they never had a match at Mania. How fucking lost am I? Yeah. Yeah. I had actually, and I was like, oh, Jesus, the fucking Iron Man match that was the fucking biggest bore in the fucking world. But because I was like, they've always fought everywhere else. They couldn't fight at Mania. Oh, yeah, they fought at Mania. Sword Swallower McIntyre shows up, and Drew calls Bobby a big bald bitch. Bobby jumps Drew, and then, of course, this goes into Miz versus Drew. How many fucking commercials did we sit through for this fucking match, of all things? He can't finish off Miz?
Just one after Morrison was kicked out. But it was locked on.
Yeah. Drew wins with a full Nelson. Lana and Naomi versus Dana and Mandy. Nia and Shayna are in commentary. Asuka shows up. Shayna goes and, tries to go get her, but she gets beat up. This was odd to me, and I don't even know why I care because, I mean, really, who cares about this story in the long run? But Lana hits Mandy with a finisher, and then Dana is the legal person who comes in to get his pin. Mandy's like dying on the outside and Dana gets this pin and then is celebrating in the ring like I won. And I'm like,
well, once the bell rings, you're fully recovered.
Mandy wasn't there for a long time. And I'm thinking Mandy's going to come in and push her and be like, what the fuck? Cause it something looked off to me during this whole match. Like Mandy wasn't happy or something was fucking weird. And I totally thought that they were going to, cause I go, okay, now we're finally going to get Mandy as a bad guy again. This is what they're going to do. The Braun and Shane thing. We could just get right into that totally because, they yell at each other and, you know, Braun wants a match later. And of course, they supposedly are going to have a match. What the fuck? This is when I text Faust and I said, I said, it's jumped the shark. It's fucking done. I go, I don't even know what to fucking say. This is, I don't know if this was, I'm humiliating you, Braun. What happened, Greg, is they poured slime on Braun. He beat him
like
up.
Nickelodeon slime?
Yes, Nickelodeon slime. He dumped slime on him on the floor.
But not here. It's later.
What's that?
It's later they do that.
Yes, yes. But I'm just going into the whole thing. But yeah, he. This is. So I'm like, I don't. What the fuck? For one, why is Shane even having a problem with Braun? None of it fucking makes sense.
No. It should have been Braun like being pissed off about Shane's like decisions, but it's been like Shane antagonizing him for no reason at the start. Like, what's the background of this?
And did you see the picture I sent you guys on? I sent it to Fausti, I sent it to the group with Billy. Did you see the picture I sent of Braun with the slime on him earlier? I have it here.
The Incredible Hulk, yeah?
Yeah, the Incredible Hulk coming all over fucking Braun. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So they're setting up Shane and Braun for WrestleMania so Shane could do his off the top ropes?
Off the cage, I guess, if there is a cage.
Yeah, the cage again.
I guess maybe they do another fucking cage because he's running away from him? Do you think they bring this to him? I mean, there's no reason for this match at all. There's no fucking... He's in there just calling Braun dumb. That's the gimmick. You're a dummy, Braun. You're a dumb... What? What the fuck?
I've been bullied by guys like you all my life.
You're been bullied.
Yeah. The mean streets.
New Day wins back the fucking tag team titles, and this is fucking...
My God.
And the Duchess is sitting in here, and this is what me and Fausti talk about this. Our girlfriend or wife will walk in the fucking room while you're watching this, and they will always be during the worst fucking segments. And you're like, oh, this isn't really how it always is. And you're trying to explain. And I go, so this group of Alma, Edwards James Almost and AJ.
Negro James Almost.
I said, what did I say? Nig and the Beanstalk. And they come out and say, we want a tag title shot. They have never had a match ever. And they want a title shot. And they, of course, get it because that's all you have. Either you need to ask or you just jump the person and you will have a title shot. That's the rules, apparently.
As well.
And say what?
At WrestleMania, too,
yes,
as well.
Right away. And I'm like, okay. And it looks bizarre because Woods goes up to his fucking crotch practically in the fucking side.
It's so obvious they came up with that in the afternoon. They were just like, they basically decided to switch the belts and then this is what AJ does. And the thing is, there was loads of matches that he was linked to. When they're talking about trying to make this WrestleMania bigger because they're not getting these fans in. But yeah, I mean, this is none of the stuff that I thought he would be doing.
When you think it doesn't get any worse, we have a Bad Bunny in the back who just decides to hand the belt over to R-Truth. I don't need the belt. And you know what's funny is because Billy always said this. He goes, how the fuck are they getting this belt? He has to be undefeated. He's a celebrity. You can't have him lose already. And this is a bullshit title where you just get rolled up in the back. And like I had said, well, he needs it to go on all these TV appearances.
Well, was he punished for not taking it on the Grammys?
That's the first thing I fucking thought. I go, he did not have it with him at the Grammys. Like, and they had to be pissed.
SNL's one thing, but the Grammys, come on.
He didn't take the belt to the fucking Grammys because he was embarrassed. So fucking R-Truth gave him toys.
He was getting a real trophy.
R-Truth gave him toys, and Bad Bunny said, oh, I respect you. You know, you deserve this more than I do, and just hands him the fucking belt.
He swaps it for the smoking skull belt.
For the toys that fucking R-Truth gave him. Bad Bunny is wearing chonklas to the fucking ring, by the way, if you notice those. Those fucking
slippers. Use them as a weapon.
He should have threw him like a fucking Mexican woman.
Mexican mom.
Your friend's a smart wrestling fan.
You still listen to them?
He does after he's been blocked. Go ahead. Association with us.
I give it money to listen early. They actually priced up his outfits, his shorts, shirt, and because they're like social justice warriors, and they like. They were making some really terrible point. Like, if you have a certain amount of money, you should have to give it away to people that need it. Like, it was like,
oh, fuck.
It was like,
you shouldn't be allowed
to spend your money on things that Rey Mysterio and Dominic wear.
I mean, I was going to say they should yell at Mysterio.
I mean, I understood, like, they were doing it. It was funny when they were doing it as a joke and what they saying made sense, but then it actually literally started to become SJWs about it. And we're talking about how it's so appalling that people spend money on this kind of stuff.
Oh my God.
But it started to become ridiculous. But the point was, is that during that segment, they priced up Bad Bunny's outfits. This guy was wearing like $2,000 shorts and a $2,000 shirt and fucking and $600 flip flops. Or yeah,
you imagine those shoes? They were ugly as fucking sin.
Did they do the same thing for Rusev when he debuted in AEW and he's wearing his Gucci Mickey Mouse shirt?
Was that Cornette that did that? Was that
Cornette? Yeah, I think it was Cornette. Yeah. Priced it out. He's wearing like $1,000.
Oh, my God.
$500 T-shirt, something like that.
Can you imagine having a shirt for $500?
And it's just a Mickey Mouse shirt. But because it's made by Gucci.
You know what? I almost said I couldn't have a shirt that was $100. Then I go, well, I do have football jerseys. Those are the real ones. Or at least
Those are jerseys.
Those are okay. Not T-shirt. Bad Bunny is out there with a fucking with Priest versus Gunner, which I still call him Gunner. It's time to shave his fucking head too, by the way, this Gunner. And Miz and Morrison show up and hit it with a guitar shot to Bad Bunny, which the cameraman misses. And
terrible.
So I'm assuming this is Mania. Bad Bunny's gonna make his debut at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was I told you that a while back. He's teaming up against these two.
See, I was always thinking it was going to be Gunner and fucking Elias. And then I go, oh, yeah, I guess they wouldn't be in fucking...
Is he going to perform too at Mania?
Oh, God. He's their special musical guest?
Yeah.
Well, he could be like in the tag match. He could be the host and he could perform as well.
Yeah, you do the match one triple night, threat. Perform the next night. Since it's two nights.
Can't understand a word.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, the Hall of Fame the night before.
Yeah, he gets in the Hall of Fame for Celebrity Wing. Alexa does her usual bullshit about, you know, she's possessed, and she challenges Randy Orton. Okay.
Right.
Shayna versus Asuka. I enjoyed this because they made it realistic to where Asuka was trying to break Shayna's teeth, which she should have let her do her a favor because she's got those snaggle teeth. She's got some real shit teeth at Shayna. And I thought for a second they had it, fucking her tooth was out, but that's that fucking snaggle tooth that's stuck in the back like a shark, the other row.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, didn't it look like one of her teeth were out when her mouth was on the fucking thing? But, okay, so she takes the turnbuckle off and puts her mouth on the fucking ring to, like, try to snap her teeth, Greg, before Shayna, a couple weeks ago, kicked Asuka in the face.
Oh, yeah, you sent me pictures of that.
Yeah, and her teeth flew out of her fucking head, which I was like, are those teeth bonded as one piece? Because they were like a fucking veneer that was bonded together because I don't think she was able to floss those teeth. There was like one piece that popped out of her fucking mouth. Okay, Ali versus Riddle for the U.S. title. Who cares? Ali fucking loses that one and Riddle maintains. Although Mia Yim was trying to make a push for Miss Lingus, even wearing a mask, she looked okay out there. Orton's in the back. He accepts the challenge from Miss Bliss. And then you get Sheamus versus Lashley, non-title. And fucking Lashley wins fucking clean, but it's a long time. It's a, you know, back and forth. I actually enjoyed the match. I actually sat there and watched the match. I wasn't like scrolling for other shit.
Yeah, it was like 25 minutes, wasn't it, that they gave it?
Yeah, it was quite a while because I do remember the Duchess going, is this fucking almost over yet? And I look at the clock, I go, eh, we got about 30 minutes until the end of the show. Oh, I cannot tell you. I have my fucking heart stopped from something watching wrestling. I'm watching this. And it's fucking killing me watching Raw. I am bored out of my fucking mind, as we all are watching this shit. And I look at the fucking clock that's above the TV. I've completely forgotten to change the time.
Oh.
And I look at it and I go, I fucking jumped up and I go, it's only been on an hour. I was fucking panicked, but it would have been two. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh, this is the longest hour of my fucking life. And I was like, my 18-year-old self would fucking be so upset at me. Like going, you should want more hours of fucking wrestling. Meanwhile, I was like, get this fucking over with. And I'm so mad. And this is when I texted Billy and I go, I can't fucking do this anymore, man. I go, I want to fucking quit. I can't fucking watch this anymore. And he didn't allow me to quit. And I'm like, that's what makes me even more pissed that we can't. We can't stop fucking watching this shit. It's fucking trash.
If you were given an episode, if it was possible, you know, someone went in the DeLorean and came back and got you a DVD, and it's a Raw from like 2040, do you think it would be better or worse than this?
I can't imagine it stays this bad. It can't. I would hope there is a story going on, and I mean
the writers get better.
Obviously, you'll have fans there. And, bubble.
Maybe.
Bubble.
Vince is gone. Vince may still be alive, to tell you the truth.
They freeze his head.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you. Disney. I ain't leaving.
God damn it.
So I really hope that when he's done, that this is better. And that's what scares me is you go, oh, you root for this, kind of, and then it's careful what you wish for, and it's even fucking worse.
Right.
When he's gone. So I don't even know. I'm almost like, what happens, and hopefully it's fucking better because I'm SmackDown is 100 times fucking better. It is. It's there's stories. There's each fucking thing. And I'm telling you, it has a lot to do with it being 2 hours. It's quicker. It has a great story. Roman is fucking fun to watch. There's something to look forward to every time. Raw, just because it's on a fucking Monday night, is the only reason to fucking have it on. And I'm like, all right, and I'll have other shit on at the same time. I'm busy on fucking YouTube looking at golf. So, you know, looking at golf simulators on YouTube, that's what I'm fucking busy with while fucking Raw is on.
That's the thing, though. Can you imagine, like, you know, there were times where we were going back in the day, fuck Cena, I'm so sick of Cena. I'm going to stop watching it if Cena fucking wins at the next pay-per-view again. And it's like now, if you were given a tape, and someone said, here you go, this is what it's going to be like when after Cena goes in 10 years' time, and you put it on, you'd be standing there like, you'd be fucking wearing green and yellow, and you'd be going,
it's true, you fucking, that's another careful what you wish for. Everybody wanted fucking Cena gone. Well,
it's probably down to him not being there, but just in terms of, you know, all these images you have in your mind going, oh, if he just got out of the way, then they would, this and that. No, this is what they do.
The acting of Cena being there is 100 times better. Like, it's natural when he's there talking. It doesn't seem like he's having to read and he's just talking. That by itself is fucking different. But I fucking, this is, it's rough. So there's your fucking wrestling show in the middle of the Lingus show. We turned back the clock to the Wrestlingus show for a little bit right there. So we'll let Billy go to bed. What time is it over there for you, Billy?
Shit, it's actually only midnight. It feels later because I came on to do this. So I'll put a film on now while I check the NBA's. I'll watch NBA on my phone while there's a film on in the background.
There you go. All right, everybody. If you want to, where is your Patreon, Billy, so people can see these odds and take wagers on them from you as well?
Yeah, all my wrestling news and all my stuff is at the datasheets.com, but I've made this particular post free, so it's public, so you don't need to be on my Patreon. It's at the datasheets.com. It's also on my Twitter now somewhere, at SGPSoccer. So, yeah, you can go and check it out. I think Cavs retweeted it out as well.
Yeah, that's all over at Lingus Mafia, and you'll want to contact Rob Casso with a zero at the end. He had to make it difficult. He didn't learn from us with our fucking horrible old show.
Or just reach out to us and we'll direct you to him.
Yeah, and voting will start Friday. And this is one of the first time, I think, like, where it's really up in the air. Like, I really don't have a fucking idea who's going to win this Miss Lingus.
My tweet said if you DM me, I'm at SGPSoccer, I will take wagers on these odds.
Yeah, it's that much in the air, and nothing's fixed about it.
Future wagers. Futures.
Oh.
Like, if I put down $1 next year for a particular person who I'd really want to win, but I need to get her on TV.
Oh, that's a good. Oh, Eva Marie. Yeah, no shit. When the fuck is she supposed
to? She's allegedly signed, right?
Yeah.
But
you know anything about her, Billy? Is she coming at Mania and doing a fucking, is this what they're waiting for a crowd with her?
I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know if she's actually signed. I don't know whether, I know she was at TV for like meetings and stuff. Yeah, I don't know whether she's actually fully signed, because obviously it's difficult to do deals now at the moment. Remember all those contract negotiations where people were coming down to the end of their contract and they had to take smaller contracts for a shorter period?
Yeah.
Let's get they take like basically pandemic contracts for 12 months. So I don't know what they would do with signing new people. I imagine she's in the same position as Carlito, where it's a case of we're interested in you, but it's better to sign when we know and we have some proper dates to put down.
I completely forgot about Carlito. We haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, fucking Carlito. So, all right. Thank you, Billy, for everything. And thanks, we will Billy. See this okay. week what happens. And the first Tuesday of April will be the reveal of who wins Miss Lingus 2021. Ballots will go out Friday. Get in and vote often. Thanks, Billy boy.
Cheers. Thanks,
all right, folks. See ya.
Later, man.
So we'll go on with our nonsensical show and hope you enjoyed it.
Let me read the email.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. How about that? We actually did some fucking wrestling.
Jesus. Yeah, how about that?
Holy fucking Christ. Two birds with one stone, everybody. Now I just got to edit that part, put it on dirty sheets, and we'll be ready to go.
There you go.